The Grammy Awards are coming next month. Will it be another big night for singer-songwriter Lori McKenna? Last year, she won her first Grammy. It was for the best country song she co-wrote, Girl Crush. Little Big Town made it a hit in 2015.
I got a girl crush. Hate to admit it, but I got a heart rush. It's slowing down.
This year, Lori's up for Best Country Song again with Humble and Kind. Tim McGraw's version was number one on Billboard's Hot Country Songs chart last April.
Go to church cause your mama says to visit grandpa every chance that you can. It won't be wasted time. Always stay humble and kind.
But now Lori McKenna's up for three more Grammys, and this time it's her own performances. Her CD, The Bird and the Rifle, is nominated for Best Americana Album. Her song, Wreck You, is up for two awards, Best American Roots Performance and Best American Roots Song.
I don't know how to pull you back. I don't know how to pull you close. All I know is how to wreck you.
So Lori's having more of the great life that's become a joke, and she left me with nothing but the pickup country music circles. Lori fell in love with a boy in third grade. They married at 19. They have five kids. He works for a plumbing company. Her success has really moved them up in the world. They bought a new house in Stoughton, Massachusetts, where they grew up, and their families still live. Lori McKenna stopped by our studios last summer. Yay.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's just great. And great. It's been great to watch you. You went on Oprah with Faith Hill, who covered your songs. Everyone cried. Have you gotten used to this?
I think we have, like my family, in a lot of ways we have. And it's really, you know, changed us in the way that music is a bigger part of our lives than it probably would have been if I was just making records on my own. Right. You know, I have writers come to the house a lot, and we travel more.
And it's a bigger house.
Yeah, and it's a bigger house.
It's not with your dad anymore. I moved out of there. But then we have the song on your new CD, Giving Up on Your Hometown. Wait, I mean, you live in your hometown. Let's just listen to a little. What? I mean, you know, I don't know if you're going to allow this to be played in Stoughton. What? Your family and many ghosts. I mean, your mom died when you were very young.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in that one place. What are you saying?
It's really just about, you know, the changes that you see. When you stay this long in a town, you see the changes, and maybe you don't like them all, and yeah. Just that whole nostalgia, like going back to your home, even though you're right there, you know,
so
it's still the change.
Yeah, maybe you're saying give up on it not changing, but stay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and you mentioned the kids. I mean, you've told us before, you're very much a mom.
That's like the first thing, right? As soon as
five
that happens,
kids.
You have to be a mom first. Yeah. And they've been really good. They really have embraced, you know, my job. And they're a big part of it. You know, they inspire the writing. They inspire what travel happens and what travel doesn't. And
And
it's them, you know, it's all about them.
Well, we're going to hear a song that really might be about them. But first, we just heard Wreck You, and there's another song, If Whiskey Were a Woman. You're in a fantastic marriage since you were 19. Where do those songs come from?
As a songwriter, you just have to take an emotion that you felt for like 10 minutes, you know, like whether it's despair or happiness, and you have to just like exaggerate it. You just have to blow it up to 3.5 minutes
mm-hmm.
and put some lyrics with it.
If the sunrise was a woman, she would surround you with salvation and get you standing right up off your knees. If whiskey were a woman, she'd be nothing like me.
And Lori McKenna, again, we're talking to Lori McKenna. She's got a new album, The Bird and the Rifle. Can we hear a little of The Bird and the Rifle? What inspired this?
This song is so funny because it was inspired by a joke on the TV show Modern Family. it was a scene where the mom, who I think is Claire, was taking her daughter Haley for a drink because Haley had turned 21. And the step-grandmother, who's Gloria, was there as well. And they were talking about things that moms and daughters can do together. They mentioned tattoos. They could get matching tattoos. And someone said the moon and the stars. And then Gloria said the bird and the rifle. And so it was like this punchline that came from, you know, like this love or this, you know, like holding back. And I just loved it. And I knew immediately like it could be, you know, a relationship.
You've got your guitar there. So let's listen to a little of it.
Well, the bird is always dreaming out the window, looking at that big wide open sky. And the rifle, he used to be a dreamer, but he wasn't meant to fight. Something down on the ground won't let her out, it holds her in. He's afraid if she flies, she'll never come home again. Something about the bird in her, spreading those wings, always brings a rifle out in him.
You know, Laurie McKenna, you've spoken quite a bit about, you know, your mom dying at a young age. Very sad. And I'm just wondering, first of all, is she still somehow with you through your songwriting?
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny. It's I think that might be why I'm a songwriter. I think that's I have brothers that are songwriters too, and I think, you know, that has something to do with it. Like giving up on your hometown mentions my mom, and it's funny because I gave the CD to my sister yesterday, my niece, to give to my sister yesterday. I said, you got to warn her about giving up on your hometown. It mentions mom, mentions Nana. You know, it just it's impossible for it not to come through. There's also a song on the record called Always Want You, which seems like a love song. I wrote it with Liz Rose and Hillary Lindsay, who I wrote Girl Crush with. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because it is it's a love song. But to me, it really is where I got that feeling from, was sort of like always wanting, you know, always missing her, mm-hmm. you know, rather than not because, you know, a man, yeah.
It never stops like the hands of a clock. I just circle around like they do. Yeah, I think I'll always want you.
So it's funny, because then you can just take that emotion and sort of shape it the way you want it to be shaped in the song.
I wonder if that's why you stay in Stoughton, too.
It's funny. I did realize that this year. It's like I'm waiting for like a resurrection or something. I think that has a lot to do with it.
Oh, yeah. I was afraid. I didn't want to move at one point from New York down to Washington, and I realized, what's going on?
Yeah.
Well, my father's grave was there.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah,
yeah, it's hard.
No, it is. It's true.
Well, but you seem to be, I don't know, maybe your mom might be living in your music, but maybe she's also living through you in some of the thoughts you're passing down. As we heard, Tim McGraw recorded Your Humble and Kind. You've got your guitar. We want to hear. Let's listen to a little first of Humble and Kind.
Hold the door, say, please say thank you. Don't steal, don't cheat, don't lie. I know you got mountains to climb, but always stay humble and kind. When those dreams that you're dreaming come to you, when the work you put in is realized, let yourself
Can we presume this was to your kids?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It's funny. Our kids are 27 to 12, you know, and they're all over the place. You know, everyone's doing a different thing. And And I just was thinking about, like, oh, man, what am I going to get accused of not telling them when they get older? And it was really just making a list of things that I wanted to be sure that they knew from my mouth, you know? Mm. And really, it could have gone on and on and on, and it was just a matter of sort of distilling it down to where it is.
Yeah. It's lovely, but made even more so because, again, I'm wondering, you know, you're conscious that maybe more than most, of the fact that you may not be able to tell them everything because mm-hmm. your mom, you know, mm-hmm. left so early.
Yeah, know? And that's the thing, too. It's like, and you just, everybody's so busy. And it's like, do you remind them, like, the little things? And then it's funny because when Tim recorded it, it'd be on the radio sometimes. And then it would be like, it was reminding me of, like, to calm down, you know, when you're driving or whatever. And it's funny. It's like, I think we all need to remind, it's like saying a prayer in a way. It's like you need to remind yourself sometimes of just, like, the most basic thing.
Yeah. Grammy-winning singer-songwriter Lori McKenna. Her new album is The Bird and the Rifle. Lori, just always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
We spoke with Lori McKenna last August. She's up for 4 Grammys at the awards, which will be held February 12th. It's Here and Now.